What you are about to hear is the Vice President of the European Commission responsible for institutional relations and communication strategy, Margot Wallström, who is addressing the CIRCOM conference, that is C-I-R-C-O-M, in Brussels this year. And CIRCOM is the European Association of Regional Television. Yes. Are you ready? As ready as you'll ever be, okay. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm delighted to be here at this CIRCOM conference. My thanks to Peter Straub for his excellent introduction. CIRCOM's five-year action plan says, together we are connecting Europe. That is exactly what I want to discuss with you today. How we in the Commission and you in the media can connect Europe. Until now, we have focused mainly on putting out information for experts, researchers, journalists, lobbyists, and so on. Now it's time to begin to broaden our communicating and communicate directly with the citizens. But communication is not just about information. It is also about making contact. It is about listening and dialogue. We therefore have to find more effective ways of listening to people. Making the EU see itself from their perspective and taking their views into account when designing policies. Which brings me to my main issue, and that is the need for communication to go local. You are communication professionals embedded in local reality. You know all about producing programs that take account of the specific needs of different audiences. You understand perfectly well that you can't speak to teenagers in the language of a university lecture or a business manager's seminar. Many of you have already produced popular TV programs on the EU, and that's great. And what we need is more programs like that to bridge the local and regional knowledge gap. People need to see that the European Union is making a difference to daily life in local communities. We are, of course, always ready and willing to provide you with EU stories that have a genuinely local and regional angle. And here are just a few examples. In Southeast Ireland, the EU has funded a community playgroup scheme to help young mothers in disadvantaged neighbourhoods. Thanks to the childcare facilities, these women can now go to work or attend training courses. In southern Finland, EU funding is helping small businesses in the western Uusimaa region to develop new technology. In Carinthia, in Austria, a region of high unemployment, an EU-funded innovation centre has provided hundreds of new jobs, manufacturing environmentally friendly products using newly developed materials. In rural Denmark, the EU is helping farmers on small islands to make a living from producing high-quality organic food. In Madrid, EU funding has helped ensure that almost all buses are adapted to the needs of people in wheelchairs, and that handicapped people can get a suitably adapted taxi at short notice and no extra cost. Finally, if you use a mobile phone, you can go to a Commission website and find out how much other people in each EU country charged for using their phones abroad. If you feel you're being ripped off, the site gives you advice on how to get a better deal. These are just some examples of the kind of story your audience might find interesting. I hope so, anyway.